The Ticket.
Michigan Insider Podcast is brought to you in part by defense attorney and WTKA legal insider Joe Simon. Find Joe at themichigandefenders.com.
We are back, folks, here on the Michigan Insider Sports Talk 1050 WTKA online at WTK.com. Ira revealed to me when I came in this morning, said, Sam, who's a Heisman favorite? I said, Trevor Lawrence. Just, kid's an amazing talent. He'd be the number one pick right now. He would have been number one pick, I think, last year. Ira, you agree? Number one pick in the draft last year if he was eligible to come out after, what did he play? 12 games? I think he played 11 of the games last year.
So they had three with the start. Well, he may have played in parts of, but he started the last nine regular season, 10, so 13.
Yeah.
Or 12. Yeah, 9 and then 10, so 12. Yeah. 12.
So he played in 12 games last year, and that's plenty to see what kind of talent he is. But he turned out to not be, according to BetOnline.ag, not be the Heisman favorite.
Yeah, when I asked you this question and you said, I said, so who do you think's the highest odds? You just looked at me like, well, Trevor Lawrence. Like it was a no-brainer. And the fact is that if I told you that Trevor Lawrence's odds were 3-1, which they are on BetOnline.ag, you would be like, okay, he's the favorite. But there actually is a guy at 5-2.
Right, and that is Tua Tagovailoa. Now, it's important to note that this, because I immediately said, well, why would you pick? We've seen this matchup. I think as great as Tua is, and he is a tremendous talent, make no mistake. I think everyone was surprised. There's no way. They didn't know that he'd be this good. Like, you knew Trevor Lawrence would be this good. You talk about Aloha, he's good, but you know he'd be this good. And the guy can dissect defenses. He throws guys open. I mean, I was watching highlights of a pass where a linebacker had a perfect drop, and there was a deep dig over the middle with a corner in really good trail position, a safety closing down on the receiver as the ball got there. The ball goes over the linebacker, right to the receiver before the safety gets there, and obviously is perfectly placed because the corner trailing couldn't make a play on the ball. It's just, you see him do that routinely. So when I talk about Trevor Lawrence being better than Tua, it's not me saying Tua is this, he's over. He is really, really good. That ought to tell you how good Trevor Lawrence is. So to say that Tua, or to say that, that he is the Heisman favorite is not necessarily saying that he's better, but what it does recognize, and Ira, this is a point that you brought up, it gets to a point that you brought up earlier. It's certainly about the kind of season you have. But who did you do it against? Who did you do it against? And if you look at these two guys, if you look at their schedules, there's no question that the Alabama schedule is tougher than Clemson's. And remember when the Heisman Trophy is awarded?
Right after the conference championship games. And that's the toughest non-conference game between the two belongs to Clemson. It's Texas A&M. Mm-hmm. But Texas A&M is not the toughest game on Alabama's conference schedule.
And Alabama plays A&M.
And A&M is maybe the toughest game because we don't know what Florida State's going to be. Mac Brown's first year, North Carolina, we don't know what they're going to be. They're not going to be very good. So when you look at the schedule, Syracuse might be the next best team on Clemson's schedule. Texas A&M is not the best team on Alabama's schedule, but they're on it. So mm-hmm. when you look at those, comparing the schedules, if they both go 13-0, or for that matter, 12-1, but they're going to the playoff. They're in that conversation. They've won their conference championships. And so their schedules are even. The records are even and all that. Yeah, you're going to look at who they do it against, where they do it. And one of the things, and we didn't use this phrase didn't come up earlier, but it's a phrase that we should have used. Who has the opportunity for more Heisman moments, right? Mm-hmm. And that's really the conversation that we're having. Are you going to have a Heisman moment at North Carolina? Are you going to have a Heisman moment even in September at all? Like, it's hard to have him in September. Usually it's later. You may have one early, but it's later in the year. What did you do to prove it?
He's hurt.
Tua could go to Auburn, right? And you have a big play in Auburn, and you have your Heisman moment, and that's the end of the season. Trevor Lawrence at the end of the season, is he going to have a Heisman moment at South Carolina? If South Carolina has a really good year that we're not expecting to have, then maybe he could have that moment late in the year,
Florida
but
State
I'm not expecting it.
Florida State going
really
in
hurts
the tank
them.
Hurts them.
Yeah, absolutely.
Hurts things like this. Obviously, it didn't hurt his championship.
Right, but it hurts. It hurts their strength of schedule part, which is what we're talking about. So you start looking at, I kind of look at the end of the season, and then you move forward to the beginning of the year when you talk about where you have your Heisman moments. And you get in that conversation with all the guys that are in this list. You look at Jalen Hurts, and he has those moments, you know, early in the year against Texas. And then as the year goes on, he'll have other opportunities against whether it's TCU or somebody else. I haven't looked at Oklahoma's full schedule. We just assume that, you know, Oklahoma has a transfer quarterback. He's in the conversation because they all are. But he's not as good as Jalen Hurts has been at times. He's not as good as the last two quarterbacks they've had. I don't think so. No. So I'm not sure he's going to have the same kind of, you know, results and therefore to even be in this conversation.
He's certainly not as good of a passer. But he obviously can make more happen.
He's not the athlete Kyler Murray is.
He's stronger than Kyler Murray. He's not faster than Kyler
Murray. Correct, yeah. He's a different kind of athlete.
You know, he is a beast physically. I mean, I was watching a video. I think he was squatting over 500 pounds. A quarterback.
And as we go through this list, you know, the fourth guy on the list is Adrian Martinez from Nebraska at 10-1.
Which to me is ridiculous.
And again, going to the conversation of you have your opportunities late in the year for Heisman moments. If Nebraska has this year that some are predicting that Scott Frost's second year bump, that they're going to be really good and competitive in the Big Ten West, he would have to win. You know how Adrian Martinez gets to New York? Nebraska wins in Indianapolis. That's how you get him there because that means he had a big game in Indy.
Who's
and that's your highest
that?
Moment.
But no one online AG doesn't even have
right,
the
but that. Right, but they're high. Not. But that's not being predicted. I'm just saying what would have to happen to get him there.
But I guess it's sort of implied by his odds being better than his Heisman odds being better than Shea's. Again, folks, I mean, Adrian Martinez has better Heisman odds than Shea Patterson. Does that make sense? And look, you could be an impartial observer here and say, well, okay, so who? Let's look at a number of things. If you look at the season prognostications for both teams, I mean, who is predicted to have more success based on the opinions of the majority of pundits? Michigan. Who has more weapons? Michigan. Who is coming? Who has a better track record for success, at the very least? Michigan. I mean, all of these things, and even by BetOnline AG's own measure.
Right, because they have Michigan at 9-4, second best odds to win the Big Ten. Ohio State at 11-10, the best odds to win the Big Ten. Nebraska is tied for fourth with Wisconsin at 14-1. They're the two best odds in the Big Ten West. Which of those? Which team? As you go through the list, which quarterback, and Justin Fields is on the list, obviously, as well, so he's going to have plenty of opportunities. Shea Patterson will. And you talk about Adrian Martinez. Who's going to have the most Heisman moment opportunities? For Adrian Martinez, he has to have a huge game against Wisconsin, but Jonathan Taylor could rush for 230 against Nebraska and put himself in that conversation, too, with his own Heisman moments. He'd have to, because Taylor's on the list as well for Heisman odds. If Martinez or Taylor is going to get to New York, that team probably has to win the Big Ten championship game. And that guy, whether it's Martinez or Taylor, has to have a huge game in Indianapolis to have that lasting impression. Because that's when the last votes come in, and most of them come in after the conference championship games. And that's your last impression. For Shea Patterson, for example, he has Notre Dame on October 26th. He has Michigan State in November. He has Ohio State in November. And if they win those games, he has a Big Ten championship game at the beginning of December. He has more opportunities than a guy like Adrian Martinez or Jonathan Taylor.
Yeah, and we need to keep quick calling a man. That's Steve Clark's Martinez. It's Taylor Martinez.
Adrian Martinez.
The shot put quarterback.
Yes.
From back
then. And they're unrelated.
But Adrian Martinez is the
Adrian.
Is the guy. And there's just... Look, that's not to say that he couldn't have a really, really good season, but for him to have better odds than Shea Patterson, and Shea Patterson's odds, according to BetOnline AG, I think you said, 28-1?
Our house is a mess. Come on in. I'm Amber Wallen, internet comedian and host of your new favorite podcast, Fly on the Wallen.
Okay, that's pretty presumptuous to assume that this is going to be their favorite podcast, by the way.
Anyway, that wasp that you just heard interrupt me is my husband.
And co-host, Benjamin Wallen.
Listen in as we discuss relationships and keeping our sweet baby kid alive.
Fly on the Wallen, wherever you listen.
28-1, 17th
on the list.
So how do you give them the second best odds in the conference as far as team success, but you put Shea Patterson, the quarterback of that team, so far down the Heisman list?
Yeah, that doesn't make sense to me, just based on how we know. Maybe back in the day, if the Heisman as voting maybe been a little bit different, but Heisman now more than anything else starts with the quarterbacks that have good numbers, but the quarterbacks on the best teams. And so, yeah, Tua, Trevor Lawrence makes sense. If Justin Fields leads Ohio State to the Big Ten championship, if Shea Patterson leads Michigan to the Big Ten championship, one of those two, whichever the guy it is, if it's one of those two guys, more than likely they had a great year. And that guy's going to New York.
Yeah. I think hype is a part of it. Hype is definitely a part of it with Justin Fields. But you look around this offseason, it's a lot of hype about Michigan. We had it in one of the segments earlier in the week was about how – you know, I'm not a superstitious guy, but I don't know, the hype right now is kind of, it is a little, you know, it freaks you out a little bit that they're favored to win every game and basically every publication.
So Zeke brings up a point, and he's not wrong. He says Martinez has to do more for his team to win. That's all. Shea is way better. But in the end, the Heisman voters count losses against you. The rare exception is a position other than quarterback. So I use the guy that's last in the list that we got in the press release that was sent to us by BetOnline.ag, which is Rondale Moore at Purdue, who's a 33-1 odds guy. If Rondale Moore has an amazing year, returning kicks for touchdowns and big-time catches for touchdowns, et cetera, he could be a guy, and I'm not saying that he would, but he's a kind of a guy that can overcome losses because it's less in control of a wide receiver. He just made an amazing amount of big plays, right? Think about the year that Desmond Howard had or Rocket Ismail had. A guy like that, you can impact the game, but your team may not win the game because you don't touch the ball every single play. Quarterback's touching the ball on every single offensive play. And so when losses happen, they're going to look back and go, oh, well, he threw that interception. He missed that read. And they're going to nitpick what the quarterback did, and that's going to cost you your vote in the Heisman. And so even if Adrian Martinez has to do more to lead Nebraska to wins, and maybe they go 9-3 and win the West, well, first of all, what happened in those three? And then when they get to Indianapolis, what happens in that game? And if they lose that game and say Michigan beats them and it's, 42-20, well, they're going to look at that game and go, oh, Shea Patterson had three Heisman moments in the game. And Martinez, while he had one, he also threw three interceptions. And the losses count against you more as a quarterback than other positions. Martinez, to me, is a waste of money. I mean, he's not going to New York. Like, I just don't see him going to New York. And mm-hmm. I see that's the kind of a guy that he's put up there, I think, because of the Scott Frost hype. And I think he might have a really good year, but they're not going to win enough games for him to be in the conversation. In the end, it comes down for quarterbacks. Are you going to the playoff? Or did you win your conference? Are you undefeated or a one-loss team? That kind of thing. And that's Tua, Trevor Lawrence, the winner of the Michigan-Ohio State game, quarterback, more than likely in that conversation if they're 11-1 or 12-0 going into the Big Ten title game. Maybe they're, Fromm at Georgia, if he leads Georgia to a 12-0 regular season or an 11-1 regular season and they go to the SEC title game, you can have a Heisman battle, right? A Heisman elimination game, essentially, between Tua and Fromm if that happens. If Washington runs a table out in the Pac-12, Eason has a great year as their quarterback, he would jump into this conversation. He wasn't even listed on the odds that I had. But if Washington runs, has mm-hmm. a great year and leads his team, Eason's going to be in the conversation. That's what it comes down to. So who are the best teams in each league? Who are their quarterbacks? Are they quarterbacks that are leading their teams, or are they game managers? If they're not game managers, they're leading their team, they're going to be in the Heisman conversation.
Yeah, it's the timing of this really, really makes a difference as well. If you gave the Heisman at the end of the season, I don't think there's any question Trevor Lawrence would be the guy. If because of the timing of it, if Shea Patterson is in New York, which means that Michigan has won the Big Ten, I think Shea Patterson's odds of winning are better than Trevor Lawrence's.
Based on the schedule.
That doesn't mean that Shea Patterson is a better quarterback, is a better talent, but it will mean that he's had a better season for Heisman candidacy because of who they beat.
And he's going to have, in comparison to Lawrence in particular, he's going to have Notre Dame, Michigan State, and Ohio State, and a Big Ten championship game based on this hypothetical, all late in the year to add to the momentum for a vote late in the year. We got a tweet from E_Trillion who said, Heisman prognosticators must think Michigan's defense will carry them to a great year, not Shea's arm. And that may be part of their thinking.
Why would they think that?
But that leads me to that question.
And not if they're paying attention to whoever tweeted that. I mean, anyone paying attention to Michigan this year, I mean, certainly you don't expect the defense to fall off a cliff, but I think it's reasonable to expect, you hope for them not to take a step back. But if you are just your expectations, you know, externally, as much as we love Michigan, as optimistic as many of us generally are, do you expect for Michigan's defense to be that it will? You want it to be, but would you predict it to be? I wouldn't predict that right now. I would predict the offense to be more explosive. And most people, you know, most people that are dissecting Michigan, they're looking at, all right, you got Shea coming back. You have a deep and talented crew of receivers. You have a veteran offensive line now with four all Big Ten performers. And you have a new offensive coordinator that's coming in that's going to, that's bringing a spread to Michigan. I mean, most people, you would think that most people would think, okay, so the offense is going to be what kind of leads the way. Not to say that the defense, I'm not saying the defense needs to be carried, but what's going to be, you know, what's going to be the staple for the team? You know, what's going to be the strongest unit for the team this year? I think it's going to be the offense. I don't know any publication, any prognosticator, any pundit out there that right now has said it's going to be the defense. Say that last year, but this year? Find me someone that's saying that. 734-998-1050. Tweet us at Michigan. But to the tweeter or emailer's point, maybe there just isn't an appreciation for how significant of a change the offense has made or is making. Maybe they just think it's going to be a continuation of last year, and that's the reason why his odds have been, you know, so depressed. I mean, Adrian Martinez has better odds than that does not make sense. Not that it really affects Shea or the season. It's just, this is, hey, what happened in sports last night? The ESPYs. That's pretty much it, right?
So Sam, your long lost buddy Damon Webb Sr. tweeting in. Webb Damon tweets in, I can see their defense taking a step back, but I think their offense will make up the difference. Doesn't matter. OSU 37, Michigan 30. And then he's got a crying, laughing emoji.
Dame Webb. You know, again, that he is listening to us tells you where his heart is. I know he loves his baby boy who went over to Ohio State, but Damon Webb's a Michigan fan. You got to get to a break, 734-998-1050. Tweet us at Michigan Insider. Email us at studio@WTK.com. Back on the other side here on Sports Talk 1050, WTK, the ticket.